Hello, welcome. Nice to have you here. I see there's a whole bunch of new people, so very much welcome to you. This is the fifth part of an eight-part series. So for those of you who are new, I'm not going to review numbers of those tools that we've done in the first four sessions. They're in the archives that are available to you on masteringalchemy.com. Go to the archives. These tools are very simple and they're very significant. One of the things that is going on right now is the shift in consciousness is in full swing, although there's going to be much more of it that's going to come. One of the pieces that is very worthwhile understanding about the shift is that you cannot take your baggage with you on this journey. So all of that which you are not is got to be cleared away. Now, the interesting part of that clearing away is if you could be quiet, observant, choose, and then act out in terms of how you would like to accomplish something, and you could hold the vibration of happy, pleased with yourself, you would pass through this shift to a great extent with very minimal experiences and discomforts. However, that's not how we are all designed. If we had been all in that space, we wouldn't be going through lots of aspects of this shift at all. But one of the things that you want to be clear about and very conscious of is that energy that is not you is leaving. Whether you are happy or you are not happy, that energy is leaving. And it's when you get into the places of worry and hold your attention in judgment and reaction and throwing energy at things, your experience is going to be considerably less comfortable in this process. It's not a matter of whether you will go through it or not. You are going through this shift. Everybody is going home in this process. So the more clear you can be about not engaging with some of these changes that are happening within you. Everything that's not you, that's inside of you, is like paint peeling off a house. Some of it has more charge to it. Some of it has less charge to it. Much of it, if you can stay in a comfortable place and choose not to engage with the energy that is in your space, it's going to pass away and you're not even going to remember moments later that you just were uncomfortable. So in this session, what I want to do is I want to set up a number of tools and some points of observation that will let you accomplish that intention much more clearly than not having these tools. So would you take a breath? And what I'd like you to do is would you be in the center of your head? Would you just take a nice smooth breath and would you bring your attention right behind your eyes, eyes open, and would you just look through your eyes? Now this concept that we're going to play with right here is kind of loosely referred to as not going to. You know how sometimes when you get very excited and somebody says, look at that over there, and you go, yeah, wow, there you go. You simply go to what the attention point is being directed to. And so as the flip side of that is when you get scared or nervous or uncomfortable, a lot of times you get into a motion that pulls your attention into the past or into the future. And the only place you exist is in the present moment. So you effectively become very incapable of making a conscious, intentional decision in that moment. So this particular awareness will allow you to begin to observe without engaging in the emotions, the charge, the reactions, the fears, most of which are other people's energy, and much of that energy is already in your space. So we'll play with that also in this session. So again, just take a breath right behind your eyes, and just to kind of anchor the concept somewhat of observing without going to. What I'd like you to do is be conscious of being conscious, aware of yourself, and would you just kind of allow yourself to see the room that you're sitting in? Just, you know, kind of move your head slowly, see the window, the table, the chair, the plant, the door. But as you look at it, would you be aware of yourself looking from inside the center of your head? Just kind of see what's over there. Let the image more or less come to you. Now, would you also be aware of your breath as you're kind of just slowly looking at the room? Now, notice if you're being conscious. Be attentive to this. This is an exercise that has enormous value. This is one of the most important exercises to master that there is, being able to observe without moving from where you are. And just kind of bring your head back, look around the room in the other direction, and a glance up at the ceiling. Let the ceiling, the lights come to you. Nice smooth breath. Now, would you just, again, just bring yourself in, would you see something that's right out in front of you? 10, 15 feet away, you know, 3-4 meters. And what I'd like you to do right here is just see that, be aware of yourself, conscious of yourself being conscious, and would you be aware of 3 breaths, just nice, smooth, connected, where the exhale just flows into the inhale. The inhale just flows into the exhale. And no real thought required, but just notice the amount of thought in your head. Then on this next breath, would you let what's in front of you just defocus? Just bring your focus inside, eyes open. It's almost as if you look down into your lap and you're conscious of the breath. You're really not seeing your pants or your shirt, but they're right there in front of you. But you're just being aware of the flow of the breath. 2 smooth more breaths. And then be very conscious of the breath without focusing your eyes really on anything. And with this next breath, stay attentive to the breath, and would you just let your eyelids close without any disconnection in your awareness of this breath? Now just kind of relax that focus, and would you be aware of yourself in the center of your head, being quiet. Let the body relax, the muscles relax, the shoulders relax. You're not going anywhere. This is not a deep trance. It's not a meditation. It's just simply you're sitting in a chair being aware of yourself. Kind of notice your thoughts. And then I'd like you to be aware of the energy in and around you. And a tool that we played with is creating a rose. That's 12, 15 inches right out in front of you. It's at 20-some, 30 centimeters. And from the center of your head, would you just be aware of that thought of a rose, the imagination, the creation of a rose right out there in front of you. Remember what a rose looks like in the garden, at the florist. And just kind of imagine it right out there in front of your forehead. Very simple. And we've played with this tool of collecting you up and of clearing the energy of other people that have their attention on you. So just as a reinforcement, would you look into your day? Just kind of think about your day. And the question is, where have you left your energy? Whatever comes up, you have left a part of you right there. So another breath. And would you give the command to the rose to collect you up? Wherever your energy is, you're conscious of or not conscious of, just let it all come back to you in this rose. This rose is a very versatile tool. Take a breath, like yourself. Somebody has to, might as well be you. And then would you explode the rose, let it go into many gazillion little particles of light, just like a fireworks. Let that energy all come back to you, and then would you be again aware of one smooth consecutive breath? Then would you create a second rose, same place, right out in front of your forehead? And just kind of notice as you do this exercise, because we're going to expand upon it. Who has their attention on you? Who wants something from you? Who needs you? Who has a demand upon you? An energy point where somebody says, oh, you need to take the kids to soccer. Did you get the milk at the store? Don't forget to... That's an attention point, either good or bad, but for the most part, you're not going to forget the milk at the store. But you don't need that person's energy in your center of your head or in your space, kind of nagging at you or poking at you. You can be very capable of getting the milk at the store all by yourself. Another breath. Would you have this rose collect up all of those attention points where people want something or where there is a demand? Very simple. Would you thank them for their interest in your success? And would you explode the rose and just let all that energy in neutral go back to those people? Then just one more breath. And would you notice yourself? Are you a little more clear, a little more relaxed, a little less pensive or anxious, or but more present right here? Just kind of notice those requests. Now, I'd like you to just notice what happens here. I'm going to ask you, how was your day? And what did you do? So if you were going to tell me the story, what would you allow to come into your awareness? Then if we put a little bit more energy on the question, you know, the winner of the best story of the day is going to get a free trip to Hawaii. And so it has to be spoken very clearly and very articulately and maybe a little humor in it. Now, all I did was I upped the importance of What did you do in your day? And then I conditioned how you would tell me about your day. And then I put a reward on it, which in a simple way could put you into a word called competition with each other. Although this is a playful competition, can you see the flow and the progression of how thought gets constructed and puts a pressure upon you in some way or another, very playful, and yet the word competition has a push to it. Just kind of notice that. See if that makes sense to you. We're going to use this concept in a minute. Okay, now, would you simply kind of notice the feeling that comes with that energy? That's an energy that flows through you unconsciously, these vibrations, not just competition, all day long. So let's see if we can step out of this energy, these kind of energies, and move our point of awareness slightly to a different point of reference. Would you take a breath? There's a place that is referred to as the higher mind. It is a place that is vast, it's quiet, there's a focus, there's even a precision to it. There is a curiosity, and yet no questions are asked in this space. There's a knowingness in this space, but there's a calmness, a presence, all wonderful words. Here's what I'd like you to do. Would you be very aware of being in the center of your head? And would you be very aware of being conscious? And just follow one more breath. Keep the attention on the breath. And then without seeing anything, as in focusing clearly on it, would you, with the next breath, just let your eyelids open, but hold your awareness on the breath as if you were thinking a thought, just kind of watching the breath. Your eyes see, but they're not focused. With the next breath, would you be in the center of your head, and would you let your eyes just focus what's right in front of you? 2 feet, 3 feet, meter. Then just let your awareness expand, your focus expand. Continue to be conscious of being conscious, and allow the room to be around you. You're not moving to the room. You are, from the center of your head, being aware of the room. Two very different concepts. Another breath. Now, I'm going to make an assumption there's a quietness right here. Now just kind of notice how that feeling a moment ago was when I asked you to compete, to give me a story, tell me a good story. Would you just kind of notice how that felt a moment ago? Notice how you are right this minute. And then I'd like to have you move into the higher mind. Now, I understand many of you know these things, so let this just be a reinforcement of what you know. But right here from the center of your head, there is a sense of moving up about an inch, 2.5 centimeters, and back about an inch and a half, about 3 3/4 centimeters type of thing. So up an inch, back an inch and a half. What I'd like you to do is, would you just be right in the center of your head? kind of notice your thoughts, because you've already gone into thinking about what was just said, thinking about the instructions. Just notice that thinking. And then have no expectations. There is nothing to see here, and yet there is much here. What I'd like you to do is just have a sense of raising your attention up an inch and back about an inch and a half, eyes open. Have that sense of that feeling. And then without lingering, would you move forward an inch and a half and down, drop back into the center of your head. So how was that? Pretty simple. Okay, now let's just do it a couple more times without having a need to know anything. Would you just bring your energy up, have a sensation of moving your attention up and back about an inch and a half. Just kind of linger there, take a breath. Notice, but nothing to notice. Then would you move forward an inch and a half and back into the center of your head? And would you notice yourself in the center of your head? I'm going to make an assumption there's something different about it just by having a comparison of points of reference, and yet you didn't do any comparing. Okay, now, one more time, would you be move it up an inch and an inch, and then back an inch and a half? And would you just put your awareness into the higher mind? Just kind of, just like you were watching the breath a minute ago, would you just kind of look around in your head and notice your eyes defocus on the room? Then with one breath, would you just breathe a breath looking inside the center of the higher mind, and would you let your eyelids close? Being just in that higher mind. Now again, nothing to do here and nothing to figure out. It's just kind of a notice. It's a quietness. There is a space. It's as if you are in a little larger room, possibly. There's no right answer. Now what I'd like you to do is just notice what happens. I'd like you to again move forward an inch and a half and then into the center of your head. And notice your body. Very possibly there will be an awareness of a vibrational state, a kind of a maybe a little bit of a pressure on the body. And maybe nothing, I'm just giving you a pointer to reference. Be right in the center of your head. And just kind of notice how that feels. There's more thought there. There's a little different energy in the center of your head. Nothing good or bad. And then what I'd like you to do is, would you, again, just bring your awareness up an inch and back about an inch and a half. Then would you be in the higher mind, quiet? And you might notice, in general, there's less thought, and in many cases, no thought, right here. It's quiet. And would you have a sense of yourself? There's a presence. You. Now, without any real movement of your eyes, just kind of notice your eyes, what I'd like you to do is, would you be aware, let it come to you, that point that was right out in front of you a few moments ago across the room. You looked at something. Would you be right in the higher mind and let the awareness of that something appear in your reality? You're looking right at it. You're seeing it over there, but you're seeing it differently. Now, keep it simple. Another breath. Then would you just add three smooth, kind of circular breaths and just kind of watch them move around, feel them move around. But would you be aware of being aware in this higher mind? Happy. There may be a pull on you, and if you start thinking, would you notice if you're still in the higher mind, or did you move with the thought? And if you're thinking, most likely you moved with the thought. Now, this is no big deal because we're just becoming familiar with something. We're not making it perfect. Another breath. What I'd like you to do is, would you move yourself back to the center of your head? Make this higher mind a reference point. Then would you again be aware of the breath? Then hold your attention on this breath, and with the next breath, would you just let your eyelids open, see nothing, just keep your awareness on the breath, as if nothing is focused on with your eyes, and yet you see. Then just let your focus kind of be aware in the room. And would you just wiggle your toes, kind of pat your thighs, wiggle your nose. Very significant spiritual tool, wiggling nose. And see if, as you take the next breath and you put your energy more in the body again, did you lose the awareness of the center of your head? Did you move? The answer may be yes, no big deal. Just notice. Would you, and just bring your attention back into the center of your head. And either eyes open or eyes closed, kind of just stay right in the center of your head. We'll go back to the higher mind in a few moments. But I want to give you a tool that will allow you to get at certain energy patterns that have many times a lot of energy on them. And so there's a tool that allows you to do that. But in addition to this, I want to explain what grief is. Numbers of you have asked that question in the past, and I said I would do that here, and we'll weave this into the next exercise. But grief is a very interesting energy. It's a hole in your energy field. And it gets there in a very specific way. And so if I was to let me give you a story. So two people see each other at a bar, cross the way of the bar, and as soon as they catch each other's attention, there's something very magnetic. Many of you know this place. And it's like, oh, I like that one. And I like her, him, because she, he is like me. But you don't know that. What you do know is, I like what I'm looking at. The interesting part about I like what I'm looking at is you are seeing yourself reflected back to you in that other person. Let me say it a little differently. If you and I were those two people, and I look at you and I don't know what it is, but I like what I see, and then we get talking, and you like tennis and I like tennis, and you like golf and I like golf, and you don't like to eat Brussels sprouts and I don't like to eat Brussels sprouts. Love. Or actually, more specifically, it's you have vibrational patterns and templates that match my vibrational patterns and templates. I like you because you are like me. Likes attract. And so we are enamored with each other, and we go home that night, and we are arms, legs, body parts all weekend long, having the best time of our life. And Monday comes, and Monday morning comes, and we both have to go to work, but we can't quite separate ourselves. We're really into each other. And so 2 hours later, we manage to make it to work. And do we do anything significant at work? No, because we're on the phone with each other all day long. And then repeat as necessary, go home all night long. And this happens for 3, 4 weeks in a row. And we go out and we play tennis, and we go out and play golf, and we don't eat Brussels sprouts. And then, as that period of time works on, we also begin to see other aspects of each other that are not necessarily like each other, and we begin to see things in each other that we may not like in ourselves. And so, but the whole time, our energy is very intermingled with each other. And I don't know the difference between your passion for tennis and my passion for tennis. And so it's very easy for my energy to wind up in your space and your energy to wind up in my space. We okay so far? After about 3 weeks or so, I have satisfied a lot of my aspects of being connected to you, and you have satisfied many of yours to me. And all of a sudden, I'm not as interested in playing tennis or golf, and heaven forbid you start to eat Brussels sprouts. And after about 3 weeks, you find that you're not as interested in me as you were before. And you say, I really like you, and, but, I've got to leave. I'm done. And I'm not quite at that place. And I say, no, this isn't possible. What about the kids and going to college and grandkids and the marriage and the trips to the Bahamas and all those dreams? Well, I'm done, you say. And I'm hurt, confused, all those words. And then I start translating it into, I've been lied to, I've been betrayed. Can you hear me change the focus? What I loved a moment ago, I'm now going into resentment because I'm losing what I think I don't already have. And you begin to get more angry with me, and I'm getting more angry. Finally, you say, that's it, I'm out of here. And you slam the door, and you pull all of your energy out of my body. In simple terms, there are now a number of holes that are left, empty spaces left in my body, in my chakras. And I go into grief. Well, grief is a very interesting thing, because, and it's very simple to heal, and I'm being simple with that statement. It's not easy, but it's simple. Is basically, if I was to call back all of my energy from your space and give you back all of your energy from my space that's still left there, I would be able to be whole once again, and very possibly treat that adventure as a wonderful adventure. And it would have been wonderful if it continued. So what happens is when others put their energy in your space, you put your energy in their space, there is a relationship that's created. Now let me just take it one step higher and then we'll work with it. Many times I look at you, you look at me, and it's not love. It's simply, I don't like you. Now, I have no reason not to like you. I don't even know you, but you don't like me either. What you're looking at is what you don't like in yourself that I have also matching pictures and templates with. I act out in that manner the same way you act out in that manner, but you don't like it. And so you don't pay attention to it in you, or you make it unconscious. Yet when I stand in front of you, it's not unconscious. And so one of the interesting things that happens is I place my I don't like you right into that same place that you don't like you, and vice versa. And so I embarrass you, I badmouth you, I make you feel not okay, etc., etc. Can you see where this is going? And so what happens is I walk around in life disliking you, whether it is because I loved you and you left me, or because I'm looking at what I don't like in myself that keeps popping up in my face in you. What happens in those two situations is very common, whether it's arms and legs and body parts or just simply admiration. And whether it's I don't like you at a really high level or just you annoy me. Many times the energy that causes you to feel uncomfortable is not your energy in your body. It is somebody else's energy that has matching pictures with you. Matching pictures be I like you, I don't like you. Is this making any sense? And so it's very easy to set your morning or your evening by looking back on your day and collecting you up and giving back to them what is theirs. But when you have been living life for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and you haven't done that, there is a lot of energy patterns that simply don't belong to you, that sit in your backpack or your first, second, third, or fourth chakras, more appropriately, that weigh very heavy on you. And many times you walk around asking a question, why don't they like me? Why did they say that? Why did they do that? Am I really that non-attractive? Am I really that stupid? Am I really not nice? Am I really not able to fit in? Am I not able to do the job? How come, how come, how come? You're all the advanced ones, so you don't do that, but you know people who do that. With that explanation of energy patterns that don't belong to you in your space, can you see how many of the how come I'm not okay questions have nothing to do with you at all, and yet you walk around with this energy, unbeknowing to you, in your backpack, that simply does not belong to you. I'll go back to what I said right at the beginning. You are in a shift, and you can't take your baggage with you. Now, does it make it any easier? The answer is yes. To know that much of the baggage you're carrying around is not yours. If you had a number of tools that allowed you to separate from that which is not you, simply clear it out before it comes up and runs past your awareness, would that be useful to undertake at this point in the journey? Because if it's not done at this point, the universe is going to clear it out of your space with your liking it or not. So take a breath. One of the things about being able to observe from the higher mind is you have the capacity of disengaging from the emotional body in a way where you can observe but not engage in an immediate response. In other words, if I say to you, you look funny in blue, and you've had that impression all your life, you immediately go into reaction. But if you were in the higher mind, and I was to say you look funny in blue, there is not necessarily an engagement that drives you right into emotion. Can you see that? Now, we're going to play a little bit more. I'm going to ask you have asked questions. This would be a great question to ask if you don't understand what I'm saying right here. We're working on the ability to not go through the shift with a backpack full of rocks. So, would you take a breath? I'm going to do this exercise three times. I'm going to ask you to, the first time, don't go after your ex-husband, wife, your mother or father-in-law, or the person you really are angry with in life, etc. Would you, in this first exercise, I'm going to ask you to be aware of somebody in your lifetime that simply irritated you. Not a bad person, but they irritated you. You just didn't like them. Now, here's what we're going to do. Would you take a breath? Right in the center of your head. And would you bring your attention into your awareness? And one breath, and would you simply allow your eyelids to close without losing the awareness on the breath? Then continue the breath. Now, that little transitionary step is a very important step. It will allow you to close your eyes and be in present time, be aware instantly without any loss of awareness. If you try to do it without having set that intentional flow that we just set up, bringing your attention inside before you close your eyes, you're going to find that the brain patterns do some very funny things. So, nice breath in the center of your head. Let my words come to you. Don't seek me out. And then, would you just, with one more breath, bring your attention up an inch and back about an inch and a half, and would you find that quiet place? And then would you consider letting your heart be happy? Not too happy, just a little happy. And yet there's a quietness in your awareness. There's a happy feeling in your body. Now, would you just let this unfold without working too hard or without really thinking? There's no reason to connect to the emotion. You're simply going to observe and then do a piece of work. Would you create right out in front of your forehead, oh, with a little bit of space between them, two roses, and one on the right, one on the left, a little bit of space between them. Would you let one of those roses represent you, And one of the roses represent this individual that somewhere in life irritated you. Now we're just playing, so keep it simple. Somewhere in life, this person was a little goofy, or was arrogant, or was any set of words. Would you just kind of notice this person's personality? No judgment, you're observing. The purpose of this exercise is, the question I would ask is, when you look at this person and you have a sense of irritation, who's got the rock in his or her backpack? Who's carrying the irritation? Is it you, or is it that person? This person may not even know you exist, but the irritation is in your space. Would you like to clear the irritation? Let me ask you a simple question. How important is this person to you? And assuming the answer is, I haven't even seen him in 20 years, why are you still carrying this irritation in your backpack? Here's how you clear it away. Would you just take a look at this person, and would you consider what kind of life do they lead? As they were growing up, were they validated? Were they said hello to? Did they get picked for the athletic teams in grammar school, high school? Would they be considered the most beautiful person of all the friends? Were they awkward? Did they live in fear? Were they confused as a personality? Would you be willing to walk in their shoes? Is it possible they were not treated well? Nobody said hello to them. Is it possible they had to create a bigger-than-life, obnoxious personality to hide all of their inadequacies and fears? Is it possible that their acting out had nothing to do with you at all? Another breath. Would you like to simply give them back the energy that you're carrying in your backpack? And would you like to collect up your energy from where you are invested in being irritated? Another breath. From the standpoint of somewhere in that run out of where they said hello to, are they a nice person, did they feel confused or in fear, somewhere there is, the answer is, wow, they had a tough life. And very possibly I added to the difficulty they had in liking themselves. Now, no guilt, just it's very possible. Two roses. Would you simply look at their space, their rose, and where you were not nice or not kind or simply not understanding or helpful, no problem. Would you call back from their space all of the energy that you have thought that caused them to be off balance? Now, no guilt, no emotion here, just observe. and have your rose collect you up from their rose. Now, your rose may wilt, it may get bigger, it may change color, it may do nothing, but just kind of watch it for a minute and just notice all of the thoughts that you have had towards them. No emotion, nothing bad, nothing broken. Happens very quickly. Let your rose be complete right there. And then would you say hello to their rose? And would you let their rose collect up from your rose all of that energy that you reacted to, that you grabbed a hold of? How dare you be so obnoxious? Their energy that you interpreted in a way that still sits in your space that you're holding on to and arguing with. Would you give back to them what is theirs with no judgment? From the higher mind, you just watch. There's no chatter. There's no, oh, I wasn't a good person, and oh, I shouldn't have done that. No, there's no shoulds. You're just very purely giving them back their energy patterns and taking back yours. Now, let their rose be done, and would you take a breath, and would you just notice, oh, how does that feel? A little bit easier, a little bit more fluid, possibly. And then just one more time, would you just give your rose the command to just clear out from their rose all of the judgments, all of the last thoughts that you had, all the places where you made a comment and then enjoyed watching them fall on their nose, possibly. I'm putting words in your mouth here, but could you consider letting them be perfectly okay right where they are? You may not even have seen them. In fact, they may even be dead. Just can you give them permission to be who they are, and can you consider admiring somebody that has come from that kind of a background, that kind of insensitivities, inabilities, clunkiness? Can you just pull your energy out of their space so that they may have an opportunity to find balance? Would that be possible? You don't have to make them your best friend. But you can wish them well in their universe. Call all of your energy back. Now they're free to look at you with no judgment. Would you have their rose a second time? Now just very freely collect up any misunderstanding, any awkward remarks, any energy that they tripped over themselves and embarrassed themselves, and it wound up in your space. Can you smile at their rose as they collect back all of their dirty underwear? You see a person that might be smaller than you finding their way. Happy day to you. And can you just simply let them be who they are? And can you choose to be who you are? And can you explode those two roses? dust off your sandals and get about your business. Now, can you create two more roses? And this time, would you find somebody that, not at the worst level, not at the person you have the most challenge with in life, but maybe a high school boyfriend, girlfriend, somebody who possibly hurt you. They broke up with you. They didn't like you as like in the same manner you may have liked them. Now again, another breath, higher mind. How many years have you walked around thinking about this person in one way or another? For the most part, not recently. But when I put your attention on that person, is there energy, answers, thoughts that come up immediately? Two roses. Would you be aware of all of the thought that you had? The I love yous, I hate you, how come, why did you? The thoughts of words like betrayal and dishonor and all those thoughts that you have had towards that person. We're not making them good or bad. One of the things about thoughts in this context is they are very magnetic. And many times they create a reaction. The other person throws energy or gets angry. That energy winds up in your space because of these thoughts that act like catcher's mitts, magnets. Many of those thoughts you place over in their space. And when they get angry at you, you feel their anger in their space because you are living there. Another breath. Can you hear this as, aha, interesting possibilities? There's no guilt, no blame, higher mind. But you have your rose collect up from that person's space. I love you. I hate you. Why did you do that? How come you didn't do this? And be a little amused at yourself while you do it. There are no bad people. Just let your rose do the job. Collects you up from their space. There is no time. This person, this may have happened 40 years ago. Person may be dead. Doesn't matter. Now, all you're doing is collecting your energy and it's coming back in neutral. Many of the charged particles are all being decharged. They're just creating a relaxation in your body. Would you say hello to their energy? And where this person's holding reaction towards you, or some level of thought or resistance, would you have their rose collect them up? Kind of fun. You just give them back all their, here, you take all the old dishes and I'll take all the silverware and you can have these old boots and I'll take that tablecloth and we kind of clean the attic. Oh, this is yours and I'll take this. Why didn't you love me? I did and I don't. There's no why. Now, can you just let him have back, her have back, all of that energy? It's like cleaning house. You get to have a clean house. None of that cobwebs and debris in the corner pulling at you, feeling cluttered, bound up. Now, can you let all that energy go, and can you look at this person again? And is it possible that you can find a way to just let that go? You're giving back them what is theirs, wishing them well. We had an event. We had an experience. It has given me great insight into who I can be now that I can let go of what I've been attached to. And can you call back any remaining energy that you hold in their space? Anything that would hold them back from their well-being, their growth, their freedom. Can you recognize that by calling you back, you are creating your freedom? Then the last time, would you say hello to their rose and any last little particles of them that still sit in your space? While that's leaving, could you remember whatever was good about that relationship? There was smiles, there was enjoyment, there was happy, even if it was for moments. And can you let them have their energy to get about their business? See, there's a very interesting passage right in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. It doesn't say, well, when you get your act together, I will consider forgiving you. It's very proactive. It says, forgive me for my trespasses while I forgive you for yours. You can continue to hang on to your anger, resentment, and rage, but I'm simply giving back what's yours, taking back what's mine, dusting off my sandals, and getting about my business and life. Can you take a big breath? Just wiggle your body. Notice that you may be a little bit lighter or a little bit more fluid. Now, I said we'd do this three times, but we're really out of time. This is an exercise that applies to the simplest of where I'm kind of stuck with somebody else's energy. Give it back. Take yours back. Get about your business. Or where you have charge on that. You can sit down. Two roses. Very, very effective exercise. If you will just observe and give them theirs, take back yours. Take a breath. Smell the roses. Get about your business. To be right in the higher mind, happy in the heart. You'd be pleased with yourself and just simply aware of a clarity. In this case, would you just move forward about an inch and a half and drop down into the center of your head? Take a breath, let your eyes open, see nothing, just be aware of the next breath. Happy. Very present in your awareness. Let yourself see the room. Let the room come to you. Wiggle your toes. thighs, make the body real, wiggle your nose. A few more breaths. And I'm very interested in what you just experienced and any other comments that you might have about these tools that we're working with and how they might be of assistance. Let me take one more moment and kind of give you a commercial message while you kind of find yourself still. In November, the next level 2 class is going to start. If you are at all thinking about doing that work, which is 9 months of work, and then there's a level 3 piece, this November class will be very much in your benefit to take, because 9 months of work and then the level 3 work, which is taught by the archangels. But on the December 12th, 2012, 12, 12, 12, there'll be a conference. There's one in 11-11 also. It is for the Mastering Alchemy people only. It is not for the public. It's for people who have taken level 2 and partly in level 3. The work is very fundamental in terms of your ascension. And it's that class in 12-12 is taught by myself and the archangels in the room. They are verbally taught in that classroom. They'll be channeled through a woman named Joan Walker, but there will be much of that energy that will be there. There is an enormous change going forward into 12-12-12 in this next year. All of these tools that we're working with are to give you the opportunity to move through the shift without getting the shift all over you. So if you have any inclination, that November class is one I would point your attention to. You have to take the level 1 class, which is available. It's 14 hours of DVDs and a series of tools, some of which are we are playing with right now. So, short version of the commercial, all the information is on Mastering Alchemy. If you have any questions, please ask. With that, let me turn it over to Roxanne, and we'll take about 45 minutes or so of questions.